Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. Everyone's falling in love.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And the Story Pirates perform stories written by kids. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, today's story was written by a seventh grader who went to the Sacred Heart Model School in Louisville, Kentucky. Her name is Kaylee Ringo, and Kaylee wrote a story called The Birth of Acapella.
Acapella, like acapella singing?
Yeah, like singing with no instruments, but it still sounds like there's a band playing.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Mindy, harmonize with me right now. No, a little higher, a little higher.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Wow, wow, wow. We're really good. Okay, well, before we hear the Story Pirates performance of The Birth of Acapella, let's hear the original story that Kaylee wrote and sent in to us. So here it is. Peter, take it away.
Thank you, Lee. And here now is Kaylee's story, The Birth of Acapella. Once upon a time in the land of Musicville, four children lived. The girls were Miss Tenor Overtone and Miss Barytone. The boys were Mr. Lead Manor and Mr. Bass Root. In the land of Musicville, it was law that all singers must sing with instruments. If they didn't, they would go to Tickle Island, a land in which you would be tickled forever. The four kids didn't like this law. They always wanted to sing without instruments. So the four kids packed their bags and set out on a journey. On their way, each of them sang. Miss Tenor Overtone sang high, Miss Barytone sang randomly, Mr. Lead Manor sang normally, and Mr. Bass Root sang low. As they went along, Miss Tenor Overtone had an idea. Hey guys, how about we make our own town? We could call it Tenorville. Miss Barytone objected. No, we should call it Barytown. Mr. Lead Manor had his own idea. Leadtopia. Mr. Bass Root decided on a name. How about Harmony Town? Everyone liked that name. So each of the four had their own part in the town to manage. The center of town was Harmony Square. There they sang with just voices. A few years later, the girls harmonized with each other. Everyone thought they sounded cool. Soon, all four of them were harmonizing together. The sound was so beautiful that everyone in Musicville heard it. When they went to see who or what was making the sound, they realized it was none other than those four kids. They are asked what the music was called. Said all four of them. Acapella? Said Bass Root. Yeah, agreed the rest. Thus, acapella was born. The end. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Kaylee's story, The Birth of Acapella.
Once upon a time in the land of Musicville, four children lived. The girls were Miss Tenor Overtone.
Hi, I'm Miss Tenor Overtone. baritone.
And Miss Baritone.
Hey, I'm Miss Baritone.
The boys were Mr. Lead Manor.
Greetings, I'm Mr. Lead Manor.
And Mr. Bass Root.
Mr. Bass Root.
In the land of Musicville, it was law that all singers must sing without instruments.
All right, class, now settle down. Everyone get ready to sing. Does everyone have their instrument with them?
Yes, teacher.
All right, let's play and sing. And two, three, sing! Excellent. I'm loving it. This is great. Beautiful music. Stop. Yes, what is it, Miss Tenor Overtone?
Yes. I don't understand why we all must play instruments while we sing.
Yeah, I feel like we don't need all this.
Can't we just sing without instruments?
What? What did you say? Sing? Sing without instruments? Yes, and why don't we breathe without air? Don't be ridiculous. In the land of Musicville, it is law that all singers must sing with instruments. Everybody knows that. And if you don't sing with instruments, you get sent to Tickle Island!
Not Tickle Island, that's the land in which you would be tickled forever!
That's right, Mr. Lead Manor. So, I don't want to hear any more nonsense from you four about singing without instruments. Oh. Now, shall we take it from the top?
Yes.
Here we go. And two.
Oh, saved by the bell.
All right, people, remember, your homework for tonight is to yodel whilst playing a glockenspiel. All right, class dismissed. Goodbye!
Hey, guys, you know what? I don't like this law.
You said it, Miss Baritone. I always wanted to sing without instruments.
I think we should pack our bags and leave this crummy Musicville.
Yeah, let's go on a journey.
Yeah!
So they set out on their journey and sang along the way without instruments. I said without instruments.
Excuse them.
Thank you. Miss Tenor sang high.
I love singing high, la la la.
Miss Baritone sang high, randomly.
Mr.
Lead Manor sang normally.
I'm singing normally.
And Mr. Bass Root sang low.
Sing low, Mr. Bass Root.
And as they went along, Miss Tenor Overtone had an idea.
Ooh! Hey, guys, how about we make our own town? We could call it Tenorville.
No, Miss Tenor, we should call it Berrytown.
What about Leadtopia?
Hey, guys, how about Harmony Town?
Harmony Town.
Everyone liked that name, so each of the four had their own part of the town to manage, and the center of the town was called Harmony Square. There, they sang with just voices. The sound of all four of them singing together was so beautiful that everyone in Musicville heard it.
Do you all hear that sound?
It sounds like singing, but I don't hear any instruments.
That can't be right. No one sings without instruments.
Come on, let's see who's making that sound.
All the people of Musicville ran to see who or what was making such beautiful music.
Why, look, it's those four kids.
Hey, kids, what do you call that strange music you make?
Oh, wow, we didn't really dismiss it.
Oh, hey, guys, how about we call it acapella? Acapella? No.
There it is.
I think he's on to something.
I like it, too. Sounds good to me.
Acapella!
Was born.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Lee.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your day so far?
Been pretty good. Cold.
Where are you right now?
Louisville, Kentucky.
What grade are you in?
I'm in a sophomore in high school.
You are definitely the oldest person I've interviewed for a podcast.
It's probably so.
That's exciting to me. How's high school going?
Doing pretty good.
Is sophomore year better than freshman year?
It depends. Faster than freshman year.
Academically or just time-wise?
Both.
Yeah. So your story is called The Birth of Acapella.
Yes, it is.
You wrote that for us probably 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Do you remember how you got the idea for that story?
Yeah. Mom and I and her friend, we all sing in a barbershop organization, which is four-part harmony acapella. There's a men's and a women's division, but we're in the women's. So the acapella is based on the barbershop form. That's why you have Mr. Lead Mainer, the lead, the baritone, the tenor, and the bass are the different parts.
Whoa. So Lead Mainer is an actual term from barbershop?
Well, not the last names.
Got it.
I had to stick last names in there, otherwise it would be weird. The lead, tenor, baritone, and bass are the different parts. I sing baritone. So I would be Barry, whatever her last name is, I don't remember.
In the barbershop that you sing in, do you have multiple people on each part?
Yes.
That must sound incredible.
Yes, it does. It's pretty fun.
How often do you guys rehearse?
Well, I used to be in a chorus that I went every week on Tuesday, but then rehearsals went until 11, and that doesn't do well for studies. So I've switched to another chorus in Indiana, which is a nice two-hour drive, and I go every month on one of the Saturdays.
Whoa, you drive to Indiana every month for chorus rehearsal?
Yeah.
That's so interesting to me. The only thing I know about barbershop, one time I directed a production of The Music Man, and there was a barbershop quartet in that.
Yes, that is actually a true blue barbershop quartet.
You sing songs like that?
Yeah, we'll sing songs like that. We'll sing stuff that was from the 50s and 60s and so on and so forth. And we'll also do popular stuff that has been put into arrangements by our arrangers.
What's an example of a popular song that's been arranged for barbershop that you've done?
Not that I've done, but Poker Face by Lady Gaga has been turned into a barbershop song. Not that I like it, but it's out there.
Does the rhythm stay the same, or is it just about the harmonies?
Arranging barbershop is a little difficult because you have certain chords that you have to have and certain structures.
Right.
Instead of just slapping notes on a page, there is some thought to it. The rhythm does change in that song, and it sounds really weird unless you know what you're listening for.
It sounds like singing and music is like a huge part of your life.
Yes, it is.
So what was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
It was like, oh my gosh, they actually went through and did this.
And what did you...
It sounded really good.
Oh, thank you. So for any kids out there that are trying to write a story, do you have any advice for them?
Well, if you're wanting to write something, just go out and get some inspiration. You don't exactly have to, like, go on some sort of harebrained adventure, but just go out and look at people on the street and try and think of different ways that they could interact. Like, that's how half of my stories start. I just think of people doing stuff and hit the pencil of paper, and voila, I have something going.
That's amazing. Hey, your mom isn't there right now, is she?
She's downstairs.
Would you two sing something for me?
hang on a second.
We talked so much about barbershop. I'm like, why don't you guys sing something?
Hey, Mom. Is there anything in particular you'd like us to do?
Something really barbershop.
Something really barbershop-y, though. Exactly.
Maybe you could teach me the third part.
Lee said maybe I could teach you the third part. Okay, we have something. It's not barbershop, but it's... We can't do barbershop without four people.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, our fourth person is at work.
Fair enough.
Alrighty.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit. Okay. They start, and then you all harmonize in, or you start not harmonizing.
You start. Sing you a song, my little one, my little one. I sing you a song forever. I love you. I sing you a song, my little one, my little one.
All right, so I'm just going to pause the song right here because the quality of the recording over the phone just isn't doing justice to the amazing singing. Luckily, Kaylee's mom was recording the song simultaneously on her iPad, so here's that recording instead.
I sing you a song, my little one, my little one. I sing you a song forever, I love you. I sing you a song, my little one. Angels are watching above you, I love you. In the evening, all the stars are so bright. All the morning dances with the early light. I sing you a song, my little one, I sing you a song forever, I love you. Sing you a song, my little one, angels are watching above you, I love you.
Woo! That was incredible.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much for letting us perform your story and letting me interview you, Kaylee.
Alrighty, thank you.
And thank you for singing that beautiful song. That was amazing.
Yes, that was fun. We're not opposed to singing.
Good.
Thanks, Kaylee, and thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Kaylee's mom, Pam, and to Sirius XM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing in Davis, California, this Sunday, February 23rd, at the Actors Gang Theater in Culver City, California, on March 8th, and at the Wayne YMCA in New Jersey on March 16th. You can also check us out at our family flagship shows in New York City most Saturday afternoons. Find info and tickets for all those shows on our website, storypirates.org. Grown-ups, our next After Dark show is happening this Saturday, February 22nd, at Symphony Space in New York City. Also, the song you heard Kaylee and her mom sing is called I Sing You a Song by Dee Carstensen and Julie Dansky from their album Can You Hear a Lullaby? As always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. See you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.